Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man, it was pretty good, you know, kind of low key, but good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Nice.
It's a good thing I'm doing this, just like, because I would not be able to go to bed. I ate too fucking much tonight. I need another hour and a half for my stomach to digest a little bit more, and need to maybe drop another pile before I go to bed. Be good. Justin Brown, what's going on, dude?
What up?
What's
up, man? No. Simply Bill.
Hey, Bill.
He says that was an amazing. Could it be Bill Murray? Looks like Bill
it
Murray.
It could be.
Listen, you can't cancel Steve. That's not possible. Steve's uncancelable.
Why would I get canceled?
I think it may have had something to do with you talking about pedophilia running wild last time, Steve.
Steve, you can't do that. That's what I'm going to tell you. I was going to. You can't even joke about that sort of thing. I know you were just joking.
Yeah, I'm joking.
We can't talk about that.
Yeah, me too.
Steve.
All right, I'll talk about bestiality from now on.
That's fine. People don't care about that.
Our band should be non-CGI Loomis' first single. Did he kill again?
Hawkins, what's going on in y'all?
Woo! Super chat.
Uh-oh. Pop's movie dungeon.
Boy. Get ready to have your fucking eardrums assaulted.
JP fan, happy Thanksgiving. You guys also checking out the Severin sale as well. Yes, I'm sure we'll be looking at the Severin sale, and Steve's excited about all 14 of those bundles.
Evil buys tonight.
Did we get a super chat again?
Look at us. Never go anymore. The more 5 seconds, you can give me $20. If you don't give me $20, I won't sign shit.
Give me 20, fucker.
Give me 20. Give me $20. Give me $20, or I won't sign shit.
What's going on in here? Buys tonight.
Jeremy Dickerson's in here. That's Kenton Dickerson's boy.
Damn. Listen, the mayor's in here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is Vinegar Syndrome's big sale tonight. Well, it's not really a sale. I was talking to Sarah about that on the ride back home tonight. I'm like, well, the old stuff is technically going to be on sale. You're paying full-blown retail for the new stuff. And for everything that's come out in the last, what, 3 or 4 months. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Which I don't know, man. If it's all that stuff that they said, like, I don't see anybody buying any of that, really. Well, except for Steve. Sorry, Steve. I keep forgetting it.
Hairy ass crack.
A few things. Oh, shit.
I ain't been buying jack shit tonight. I signed up for that completest package last year. I ain't going to get me Vinegar Syndrome, any Vinegar Syndrome again. So he... Harry Asscrack is burnt on Vinegar Syndrome stuff. He's just
you're gonna be spending $1,000 if you want to do it this year. If you want to party all night long with Vinegar Syndrome,
cool kids.
Hell, Bulls, look here. Oh, look at here.
Lord have mercy, Bulls.
Yeah.
No ticks at 4K. No, that one just came out right like last month or whatever.
Yeah, they won't have any of that shit on them. I've got two different windows open. I've got Severin on my laptop, and I've got Vinegar Syndrome on my phone. So let's see what happens.
Matthew Mitlock,
thank you, sir. JP Fan 1989.
Oh boy, coming in hot.
Did we get a Super China game? Look at this. Never gonna live on. 5 seconds, you can give me $20. If you don't give me $20, I won't sign shit.
Give me 20, fucker!
Give me! 20! Give me! $20! Give me $20, or I won't sign shit.
What's going on in here?
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, though, Eric LeMaster, that you're gonna be underwhelmed. About guaranteed.
Wet Movie is in here. Hey, boys. Still can't believe Steve said that he was going to buy me the Vinegar Syndrome subscription. Well, that's Steve for. He's a generous guy.
Yeah, he's so nice.
Yep.
What?
He's getting nice in his old age, you know?
Yeah, I'm getting senile.
Happy birthday, brother. I'm
going to get power of attorney taken away or something.
He just turned 62 this week, Steve.
Steve gave power of attorney to his dog. He didn't know what was going on. Take care of him.
Are we caffeine?
Reggie will take care of me. What's that?
Are we caffeining up over there? What do we got?
I don't have any. I've got my peach drink here. I'm ready with C4, the peach drink.
I got the Bang. I got a case of C4s coming tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Woo!
Scratch Burno is in the heezy. Pop's Movie Dungeon is in here as well. Basement Blues.
What's up, Alan?
Holy shit.
Pop's in the house.
Basement Blues.
Me.
The Chemical Ninja.
Chemical Ninja's in here.
What are you guys excited about tonight? What excites you, Steve? Aside from the obvious.
Well, trauma.
We're not going to mention on here tonight. We can't.
No, let's not. No. We've been banned.
Sorry. What?
Trauma and Ebola syndrome.
The Ebola virus?
Right now.
Yeah, that too.
I'm a big fan.
Like, so not interested. What is that movie?
Well, it's a Cat 3 movie, and a guy goes to Africa, rapes this sick chick who has Ebola, and takes it back to Hong Kong.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah,
so
it's a great film.
For those that don't know, I know you did a show about Cat 3 movies a couple weeks ago, Steve. Explain that shit. What is a Cat 3 film?
Cat 3 is more like an NC-17 rated R kind of movie. You have to be 18 to see it. And usually those films were just nuts to the walls. A lot of rape. A lot of nudity and a lot of violence.
That's why Steve likes it.
The three pillars, as I call them, of my movie loving.
The mayor is in the house. He said
Steve's
the
coming
pies.
In hot tonight. Rape, murder, torture, and rape.
Steve, I won't be swatted here before too long.
Steve did take a nap just in preparation for tonight. So
I took two naps.
Otherwise, he would be long, passed out.
I'm going to feel like dog room, shit tomorrow, but
with
that's tomorrow.
14 dogs laying on him,
Yeah.
Blanket of beagles.
What's the high-pitched squealing super chat? So, Give Me $20 is the name of that song, and we dedicated it to the legendary Ari Lehman. And if I'm not mistaken, that was from the very first Dead Pit show, right? It was at least the first couple. I know.
I don't think it was the first one, but it was definitely really early.
So the high pitched squeal is us just trying to make something goofy as fuck.
I'm pretty sure it was just you going like, and then speeding it up. Yeah, that's how we did things though. It was very DIY back then.
Yeah, but it ended up being legendary, so we added it to the Super Chat song.
Yeah,
legends in our own minds. John Cressup, I'm going to need a Vinegar Syndrome credit card before the night is over.
But don't leave home without it.
Let me tell you guys, though, what I think a great deal is, and I was mentioning this to Steve earlier, They have on the Forgotten Gialli sets, they have the standard editions of those available. So at half off, you can get three Blu-rays for like, I think it's $20.
Well, you got to see what the retail value is, because they raised all the retail values, so they're not quite as cheap as they used to be.
God damn it. I hate it when people do shit like that.
But yeah, otherwise that would have been a killer deal.
I can tell you right now, though, somebody asked about other sales, and the two that I've already bought shit from are Cavity Colors had like a sale on shirts where some of them were 50% off, and then they had like free shipping. And Ronin Flicks had a sale where they were selling like the Gates of Hell Blu-ray was like super cheap, and the I Spit on Your Grave stuff was cheap, so I went ahead and bought that stuff too.
Did you get the I Spit on Your Grave? You got the box set?
I got the 4K. I didn't get the big giant like $60 whatever.
Well, that's
fuck
funny because I went on there yesterday and that box set's down to like $29.99 or something. It's like
it is. Yeah.
Well, and that's the only way you can get the is the documentary in the 4K set.
I have no idea.
It's in the box set. Dana got it.
Yeah, they did like a whole feature length documentary on it. It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I liked it. It was really cool to. Because a lot of his kids are on there and how they grew up with a
fucked up daddy.
Well, him and Camille Keaton.
The Frankenstein. Happy Thanksgiving to you, sir. Old school Dead Pit listener from back in the day. Scratch Burno. So let's talk about that. You hinted at the Eboli syndrome.
So, Eboli.
Eboli, baby. We're going to take it down.
A bowl of what? Soup?
A bowl of strike?
There was some leaks. So Brad Henderson is going to be fucking mad as hell. Right? He's cussing and punching a wall.
Yeah. Brad Henderson just punching. He kicked his dog.
Yeah, he's kicking his dog. He's shitting on somebody's porch right now. I guarantee it, Brad Henderson is. Because, yeah, they leaked. It was four titles. I think it may be all four. Of the ones that nobody knows, you know, nobody knew what it was, right?
Here's my advice to Brad Henderson. Just start telling people what the shit is, because it's clear that they're going to, like, find out anyway.
That's what the world's come to now. I mean, think about it. Like, these guys, the slip covers were leaked. These are now leaked. I mean, it's crazy that, you know, this is what's happening now. I mean, last year nothing was leaked, so it's just funny that it's like I don't know what's changed. Like who's being told these things? You know,
we were just talking to the guy yesterday about like Vinegar Syndrome, basically like not telling anybody except the people that were in their like inner circle about anything else.
He lied,
and then yeah. So apparently,
well, they could have pissed on somebody, you know, pissed off somebody. In that inner circle, and how easily would it be for just somebody like, "Ah, fuck this shit,"
like Sammy Guevara, or
that's exactly, you know, that's the inner circle.
Jake Hager,
it's got the artwork and everything, so it's somebody within the company.
That it's left from that within,
out. Yeah. So the titles, and this is a big deal, folks. Okay, so. You're on the edge of your computer chairs as we go through these titles. Eboli Syndrome, which is the movie that Steve is excited about. I watched the trailer for it. It didn't look too good to me. I'm not going to be buying it.
I'm not buying it.
What?
I'm going to buy it. Fuck it. I'll buy it.
Yeah. Come on,
Steve. You're getting it. So.
Well, you may already be getting it.
Yeah, I think you're getting it.
Oh, yeah. What?
I think the ones that Uncle Bill's getting is Eboli Syndrome and Steel and Lathe.
Baby.
Now, wait a minute. Which of the two of those are the ones that are included in the pack? Like
those two.
I think those two, yeah.
Oh, God damn.
You're not getting Tiger Claws, baby.
But is that the one that has Bolo Young in it? Because if it is, I actually kind of want that one.
Yeah, both of those have Bolo Young in it. Tiger Claws and TC2000.
Right. Billy Blanks, baby.
So Tiger Claws I've seen before. I remember it. I think it was on Cinemax and Showtime or something like that.
It was on TNT a lot.
Yeah, I've seen it before. There was a shit ton of those generic Bolo Young, straight to VHS, straight to cable
TV,
action.
Listen, there's no such thing as generic Bolo Young. It's all mainstream.
Bolo's the man.
It's just funny because like a lot, those three titles right there they're all very similar. Like they're all like early to mid 90s. Like it almost looks like made for TV action movies. So it's just kind of funny that they're all pretty much in the same vein.
Well, there's like an Israeli guy in Tiger Claw. He's like the main guy. At least
it's not the same Israeli guy as from Bloodsport, is it? It might be.
No. Maybe.
You break my record, now I break you. Like I break your
friend. Australia, what's up?
Garrett has a listener watcher from Australia. KOV 3021, greetings from Melbourne, gentlemen. Love your channel, Garrett. Keep up the great work. Cheers.
Thanks, thank Billy. You. Australia. Billy.
S'mores Indoors is in the house. He says, buy a bunch of shitty movies tonight, boys.
I like this comment. Those all look like they belong straight in someone's ass, referring to the Vinegar Syndrome title.
Tough car.
Yeah.
Tough call.
True.
Yeah, I think you're definitely getting the Rudy Ray Moore box set. That makes sense. That's the only thing I can think of that's...
that's just going to be the slipcover, isn't it, for the collection or something?
Well, they're going to have that. You can buy the slipcover if you want. Yeah. And
that's really the only thing I give a fuck about is trying to get those slipcovers, but I sincerely doubt that I'll be able to. They'll probably sell out like within 5 minutes.
Uncle Bill's starting a channel where he's going to burn all of them.
Wouldn't that be awesome if I did, though?
I got to get that one to burn.
I just bought all of them and burn them in front of people.
The good titles, though, Harry Asscrack has a good one here, and it's true. I mean, there could be some solid partner label releases.
Fun tonight. City, baby. Fun City.
Kenny Company.
Kenny and Company, possibly. Fun City Editions.
Steve, or maybe any of you guys know, out of those four titles that they got leaked today, which one would be considered the MGM title? Would you know that? Because that was a clue, remember?
Well, it's definitely not Ebola syndrome.
It's Ebola syndrome. Yeah.
But I mean that's a good sign, I guess, is there only four that they're releasing tonight?
Well, I mean, of the Vinegar Syndrome actual releases probably, but the partner labels.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though.
Any of those could be MGM. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure Ebola. Either.
I'm not saying this because I'm pretty sure that those are the releases, but it's possible that's bullshit. Like, somebody could have leaked that just to fucking do it, or somebody could just be like the one dude that told about the Nightmare on Elm Street box set. That was a bunch of horse shit. We don't know.
You're definitely right, but those covers looked so, like, Vinegar Syndrome-esque, you know?
It did, and it probably will be. Because it's highly disappointing, and that's what I expect from Vinegar Syndrome at this point, so.
The Severn's already announced all theirs.
Yeah.
Or at least, I think so.
Well, I can't remember all 14 bundles, but
yeah, nasty, I mean, the bundle.
Yeah, there's only one you need to know, the Friday Night Lights bundle or whatever that was.
Well, you can get the Bigfoot with a severed Peter statue. They have the severed Peter decal, the severed Peter patch from Night of the Demon is a pretty, I mean, I think that's a cool release. That's one that I'll probably wind up getting at some point in time.
Yeah, but there's no rush on that. God damn. Like, that's the thing. The thing about this sale is, like, what from either one of these two sales would you need to get, like, tonight? Like, what would just be flying off the shelves?
I don't know. I don't think anything, but I will probably snag the park tonight, Edge of the Park, and Night of the Demon, probably. but that's it.
Could one of the releases be Sonny Landham versus Ass tonight?
It's possible. There's a new label called Ass, so they might do that as their first release.
Big Abner in 4K.
Biggins.
Creature.
So Matt Midlock is recommending Ebola Syndrome. I watched the trailer, man. I'm not buying that. If somebody wants to give it to me, I may watch it, but I'm not buying it. Sorry.
You're going to buy it.
Not for me.
You're going to miss out. Anthony Wong's in it, damn it. It's great.
Fuck Anthony Wong.
Fuck you.
Blu-ray more box set, though. Hey, Steve, look. You Indiana Jones-looking motherfucker.
Hey, fuck.
Hey, Garrett, have you found out anything about the Summer of Fear 4K?
Summer of 84? No, not really. I mean, I've had a couple people
Meant Summer of 84. Like
yeah, Summer of 84. I don't know. Some people just seem to think it's like my TV or something. I don't know. People were like telling me to buy like a disc that like tells me the diagnostics of my television. I'm not doing that.
It's your fucking fault, Garrett, that they fucked that shit up.
You know, like it's just like nobody can answer the question. You know, I'm like, hey, can anybody send me screenshots? I'm curious what's going on. And it's like, you can't just do that. It has to be like, well, did you, you know, you can buy this disc. It can tell you what your TV is running at. It's like, dude, I don't give a fuck that bad. You know, that big of a deal. I just was curious. That's all.
Frankenstein's Bloody Nightmare in 4K. We could be getting that tonight.
Fuck yeah.
Typical fucking, like, Vendor Syndrome fan. Like, it's your fucking TV, stupid. Fix it.
Are you sure you got a 4K player?
I'm curious I'm curious to see all these people's setups, too.
You didn't use your HD DVD player to play that.
Do you have the gold-tipped HDMI cables?
Yeah, you got to have that shit or it's going to look like that.
I only use monster cables. What in the fuck kind of heathen are you?
Yeah.
Is it HDMI 2 or HDMI 2.1?
Yeah, no real answers
out of
that one.
Fucking titanium copper. You got to use that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Whoa,
get ready.
I know CK isn't much of a fan, but what are your thoughts on the Chucky series?
I love it.
I only watched one episode, but I've got the rest of them recorded. I just haven't had time to check it out. What about you guys?
Yeah, I saw the first episode. It was fine, but I'm not really big on I can't do like shows. My schedule's so crazy that I can't put something in my schedule weekly. So I'll probably watch it at the end. When I can just kind of binge everything.
Haven't seen it at all.
I like it more than any of the Chucky movies, to be honest.
Did we get a super chat again? $20. Never go anymore. The more 5 seconds, you can give me $20. If you don't give me $20, I won't sign shit.
Give me 20, fucker.
Give me 20. Give me $20. $20 or shit.
What's going on in here?
Woo. You guys are on fire tonight, huh?
Oh, shit. Steve's taking up money for the Shriners. How much you need, Steve?
Where's your bucket at?
I need about $20 that we've got.
20?
To make my quota.
But thank you, JPFan1989.
Thank you. Help keep the lights on.
We got 5 minutes, Bulls. It's a 5 minute countdown.
5 minutes. What's some stuff though you guys are definitely going to be picking up tonight? Go through that real quick here.
I'm gonna grab probably Scanner Cop for sure. I'm also thinking about grabbing what's that other one that has like Final Exam on it or whatever, a Fatal Exam.
Fatal Exam. Is that the Homegrown Horrors or the Television?
I'll probably grab that if it's on sale.
Homegrown Horrors.
Yeah. I'll probably grab that. I'll probably grab a couple slips, maybe.
We ain't going to get no slips, Garrett. I'll go ahead and tell you. Those no fucking things will sell out in like 30 seconds.
I know CK said this, but he was saying I wouldn't be surprised if like a New York Ninja vinyl or something. I'd probably grab that. And I'll probably grab those two titles from Severn. No. A couple Vinegar Syndrome titles I'll probably go like American Crime or whatever that one was called. Some of those ones I've just missed. Anybody have any info on that movie Blades? Is that worth anything?
I'm going to get that. I mean, I heard it was okay. Like, it's a very decent,
it's okay.
Like, comedy slasher movie? Film.
Yeah. A killer lawnmower.
Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of...
I might get meat pies from Pat Morita.
Look. All right, never mind. Just get it.
No, well, again, I'm not getting it if it's on sale. If it's not on sale, I'm not getting it. Ryan goes blue. What up?
Yeah, so JP fans getting Creature, Ebola Syndrome, Trauma, and House on the Edge of the Park.
What's
I hope you guys have seen Creature, and you're making a decision. If you like it, hey, go for it. I've seen Creature. I'm not buying it. No.
Well, that's the one you want to get, though, isn't it? Champagne and Bullets, CK?
Yeah, Champagne and Bullets is on my short list.
Yeah, I want to get that.
That one's selling out this weekend for sure, I think. So if anybody wants to get
that's a crazy one.
And Summer Camp Girls, the other one, I may get two copies
of. Yeah, get that, man. You'll love that.
What time is it over with, Steve? Why does everybody look like it's midnight? Steve looks like it's like 9 a.m. in the morning.
Jeez, fucking.
I got studio light.
It's like bright outside or something. The window, the sun's
holy shining. Shit, Steve. You got one of them, like, photo lights that they take pictures with and shit.
Steve comes prepared.
Dana got it. Dana got it. Kind of be cool, but fuck.
I'm trying to tell you, though, that lighting right there is much better.
The Laughing Dead is one that you watched recently, Steve, right? Brian Goes Blue mentions that.
Yeah, how is it? Yeah. I have it, but I haven't opened it yet. It's good.
I heard people say it was not that great, but it was okay, and it also has a lot of gore in it, which some people say it's...
Eric
the best.
He's got the studio. Great throwback, man. That's
fucking killer.
He's got the pull down. It's got the the marble looking background.
Alicat is great, man. Get it, baby.
All right, Daddy. We got one minute.
It's 12:01 a.m. By the way, is when they're putting it up.
Okay, so we got 2 minutes. So
I think there's going to be a couple of items that will sell out pretty quickly.
Oh shit.
They're going to do some limited
edition. Hey, guess what? Severin's side? I'm getting bad gateway shit.
I came up for me.
I'm refreshing it. God damn, they always do shit.
I'm using a MacBook Pro to see if it'll do it on mine.
Severin's doing like a... Severin's trying to nitro this with the 3 minutes early thing.
Yep. Yeah, they've already...
I heard they went early
there
last
we go.
Time. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Severin's already broke, so good luck ordering their shit.
502. It's going to be 502 all night.
Yeah. That's my area code. 525. Handshake. I'm back in.
502, baby. Goddamn. 525 errors. Now, they can suck my penis. That's ridiculous.
They got hacked, dude. Didn't you hear?
Every fucking time.
It happens to them the same day every year, though. I mean, how's that?
Look at this shit.
I'm in, but I'm in like some kind of like DOS mode right now. It's like not even the real site.
Yeah, wait till you try to do anything, like put anything in a cart. This shit's like, fuck you.
Garrett's got the Geocities version of the Severin film site.
Come on, god damn.
Anybody remember Geocities?
Geocities, yeah.
Members.tripod.com, that's old school.
Yeah. I'm refreshing
the page.
Severin's Nasty Friday, baby. Seriously,
why does anybody bother with Severin anymore? Every time a heavy sales is shit.
They can't. This site can't get handle this shit right now.
No. Get your cookies ready.
Just get ready for vinegar syndrome because I ain't doing shit on Severin.
ISIS got to Severin. It makes sense.
ISIS? Fucking... Come on!
VinegarSyndrome.com is up, boys.
Out over there, so don't worry about it.
I can't even.
It's a QAnon conspiracy.
I can't even get it. There it is.
I'm in Vinegar Syndrome now.
Oh shit!
Oh, it is those.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
Man. Boo!
Rudy Ray Moore too, boys. Who predicted that shit? Rudy Ray Moore.
Rudy Ray Moore did.
Kiss my ass, baby.
God
New York damn. Ninja shirt. Who predicted that? I think Garrett predicted that first.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? There ain't nothing in here worth a fuck.
You get the grind. They have a Grindhouse film canister.
New York Ninja signed poster.
Summer of Fear. We were just talking about Summer of Fear.
Yeah, that's TV. Well, Linda Blair.
Linda Blair. Music Box Selects.
Where is that? Linda Blair.
Summer of Fear. I've actually wanted to get it.
Summer of Fear. That's a great movie. Where is it?
It's down there by the canister.
Just scroll down under the I Heart New York Ninja poster. Uncle Bill, you're going to have to get this one. The Vinegar Syndrome display rack. It's only $150.
Yeah. God, come on, man. That's wood and plexiglass.
That's a hell of a deal.
Dude, Summer of Fear is a great freaking movie. I didn't realize that this was... I have it on Arrow, I think. Don't I?
They have a Slaughterhouse Soundtrack cassette, Wolves.
You got to get that.
Fuck yeah. Get it.
Summer of Fear is not that bad of a price either. It's $24.99.
Did most Arrow of this other Summer of Fear? I feel like... No, who do I have Summer of Fear? Do I have that on...
Somebody released it
It was
past.
Out before, yeah.
Fucking... Yeah, who did? Because I don't know if I want to rebuy the thing if I already got it. Unless it was like a shit edition.
Summer Camp Girls, $17.49.
So Scam Cop one and two is half off. It's $39.99.
You gotta get that.
I'm get quickly it. Getting Champagne and Bullets.
I got mine in my cart.
And Summer Camp Girls.
Yeah, you'll love that.
See if they. I know.
Hey, they get in the barn and start doing stuff.
I want to keep. Yeah, Summer Camp Girls is just $17.49, so that's a must purchase.
Oh, you got the you must. Deadly Games or whatever soundtrack. Did you see that in there?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah, New York Ninja soundtrack, but it's a CD.
It's on CD. There's a lot of issues with the vinyl soundtracks just because, like, all the press, the vinyl pressing shops are backed up. Like, it's like an 8-month wait, so that may be why they don't have a... They don't have the vinyl soundtrack.
Let's go, Vinegar Syndrome, you sack of shit.
Get a great deal on Madman. It's $12.50, according to Simon.
My name is Simon.
No Madman slipcover, man. How disappointing. I'm disappointed in you, Brad Henderson.
Out of all the shit they could have done, that would be the one thing that would make sense, but no.
It don't make a damn lick of sense.
Gosh.
Psychos in Love vinyl soundtrack. That's going to be setting a world on fire right there.
You going to get your Black Friday 2021 enamel pin?
Sure, I'm celebrating the day.
Fuck it, right?
Okay. All
right. I only got $90 of shit in mine.
So, if I'm not mistaken, though, Tiger Claws and TC 2000. Those are both direct to, like, video, right?
Yes.
Those are not theatrical movies. Like, Tiger Claws has... Isn't that the one with Cynthia Rothrock in it?
I think she's in at least the first two or something. Or at least the first one.
Oh, there's a franchise of Tiger Claws?
There's three of them, I believe.
Yeah, so that's the trilogy. And you know what? Like, as much as it's kind of like meh, dude, all those trilogy VSAs are so hard to find now. Like, who would have ever thought Vice Academy would be so rare, you know? So to me, I'm kind of intrigued to get it because I just know how fast those things go. Like, even that other one there. What was the other one? Part one and two there. It was very similar to that.
What about that? I thought
cool artwork.
Shit, man. Blades is not even on sale, is it? God damn.
Dude, you know what's funny? I don't think I have Don't Answer the Phone on Blue. But
what is on sale? Okay, so The Lamp, I guess, is where it starts. Through the Fire and all that stuff.
Some people saying you got to get that Through the Fire, and I'm like, I don't know. I haven't heard any good things.
Oh, you don't.
Are you fucking kidding me? No.
What?
The Fire? That's The Gates of Hell 2.
I know.
No.
I was watching some other guys on YouTube.
Don't let anybody bullshit you into that one.
I heard this other one is really good, but it's not on sale. Nothing Underneath.
That's a double feature.
I heard it's really good, but... It's not on sale.
Justin, I am planning on getting Champagne and Bullets. I need to go ahead.
There's 450 of those left right now, so it ain't no big rush.
Well, there was 570 when I put that in this card. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, well, shit. Never mind. Death Promise. I'm trying to see. I'm going to get Hitcher in the Dark because it's $20. Why not?
Hitching in the Dark.
Dark.
Who was that? Joe Diffie?
that was Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, man.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Joe Diffie.
Joe Diffie might have done a cover of it. So I'm going to go ahead and get these two ordered. We're looking at Summer Camp Girls and Champagne and Bullets. And I predict Champagne and Bullets may not last the rest of the night. So if anybody's considering grabbing that.
It won't. You're going to get Old Dracula before it sells. It probably sold out.
Old Dracula's been on sale for the last 7 years, and it's finally going to sell out. Maybe. It'd be awesome if it didn't. But yeah, there's not much, man, as far as like, I'm going to get Rush Week probably. I'm going to add that to the.
That's a good one, man. I would get it.
But,
I don't know about the rest of these. The Lamp.
I don't know. Do I buy Six String Samurai or what?
How much is it?
Shut your ass, Garrett.
Are you questioning?
No, Garrett's serious, I'm pretty sure.
Are you being serious?
I'm kind of serious. Not that I think it's going to be good, but I know that those big additions with the, like, Beastmaster, they come and go, so I don't want to miss out on it. And I do have a lot of shit in my cart, actually, right now.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and get these first two taken care of, and then I'll go back probably later tonight or tomorrow. Yeah,
I tried to go on Severin, and I couldn't shit. I couldn't even get order. I couldn't get nothing.
This shit's crazy, man. Severin's not even doing nothing. Like, you can't get through anything.
Yeah, Severin, they're using their tin can internet server.
Well, because they're trying to keep up with this, with, like, the big boys, and they're having trouble.
They can't, though. They always suck.
I gotta be honest with you, though. I mean, I think Severin has a couple of good titles, and I'm kind of.
They do. They've got better shit than Vinegar Syndrome in terms of their actual titles. So.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna grab Night of the Demon and House of the Park for sure.
I've got Severin's stuff. Severin's side is up, but it's moving slow.
Yeah. Every time I put something in my cart, I get the bad gateway. So
you can't get through it. That's the same thing that happened last year too. Like. You try to put something in there and check out, and it's like, no.
I know a lot of people talk about this, but I'll say it again. The Caller is fantastic if anybody doesn't have it. It's $17.49 on Vinegar Syndrome.
I'm watching the Bigfoot mask on Severin because there's only 26 of those, and I want to see if they sell out. It'd be awesome if they didn't.
I want to see some selfies of people that bought them.
Oh, my God.
It's close to $1,000 for the subscription, Uncle Bill. It's $9.25.
Yeah, never gonna happen.
Harry Ass Crack says, "Fuck you, Vinegar Syndrome. That's too much."
Damn, I ain't lying.
It's a lot for anybody that's married, and especially if you don't know what the hell you're getting. Like, had I spent $800 and some last year on the subscription. And looking at the stuff that came out this year, none of which I think is that great. I mean, there's a couple of interesting titles, but man, they've got you. Once you throw down that $9.25,
ooh baby,
you don't know what the hell you're going to get.
Like a box of chocolates.
Now shipping is a flat. I think they've raised it. It was $5. It's $6 now. I did get my order in, by the way. And
me too.
For which one?
I got Summer Camp. Summer Camp Girls.
I keep trying to get like House on the Edge of the Park, and I can't get shit.
Yeah.
Wolfhammer gives us a brief review of Annie Lee's Meat Pies. He says he doesn't recommend it. I have it. It was a mistake. Too long. Nothing really happens.
Sounds right.
You go. Garrett was considering just because, you know, Mr. Miyagi's in it briefly.
Hey, does anybody know about House of the Dead, a.k.a. Alien Zone? I think I have this on DVD, but I could be wrong. But it's only got like 500 left, but it's old. I just didn't know if it was worth getting or not.
Basement Blues just threw down $368.39. What's some of the stuff you got, just out of curiosity, sir?
Basement Blues.
So VHS Apocalypse is saying that you can check out Annie Lee. It's on Tubi, Garrett, if you want to just watch
that,
it.
Ballad of Blood is on Tubi as well.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Death Promise. I think you're a fan of that movie, Steve. Is that right?
I like the Riff Trax version. It's a really goofy martial arts movie.
This fucking shit is annoying as hell. Every year, Sever. Thank you. Every year you do this.
I ain't gonna get no stickers, man.
No, you're gonna have to go through all them stickers to get anywhere.
Yeah. But seriously, though.
It's like a landmine of stickers.
What is the rush with the Severance stuff? Because none of their stuff's limited, right? Other than like the stupid masks and shit.
I don't know what it is, but you can't check anything out at all.
No, you can't get nothing.
Like, I keep getting in there, and then in like PayPal's like, there's something wrong with your order. It's like, try again later.
So, Pops. No. Pops is a baller and a shot caller, you know. He threw down $162.93 for his first purchase. There's going to be multiple purchases from Pops over the weekend, I bet.
Phantasm Matt just dropped $190. My cart right now is at $270. I got to start cleaning this thing up a little bit.
Damn. What's in your cart? We can maybe help you decide a little bit.
Summer of Fear. I love that movie, but the thing is I already have it on Blu-ray, so I don't know if it's worth me double dipping on this.
Did y'all see the last drive-in with Joe Bob thing, by the way?
No, but why are you so close to the camera?
Because I'm looking at shit.
You're freaking me out.
Sorry.
Because you're above me, and you're almost like you're looking down on
me. I am. I'm judging you silently.
I got an idea for a shirt, though. I don't know if we can legally do this. I'm going to get with my attorney. Grover Arnett, I'm going to call him up tomorrow morning. Can we do the Severin logo? But instead of Severin, it says 502 Bad Gateway.
It should.
That's kind of a parody, right?
Grave Robbers is awesome.
All right, guess what? Six String Samurai's out. I can't do it.
Oh. Boom.
Bye.
Speaking of which, though. I did want to mention that there is a Black Friday sale on the shop.deadpit.com. $13 t-shirts. They're lovely t-shirts, too. You guys, once you get them in, they're just nice and soft and lovely. And there's a Hellord t-shirt there, and you can check out Born to Be Rad t-shirt, Dead Pit shirt. We are over 100 viewers. Thank you all for checking it out. Anchor Bay t-shirt, man. It's just a Eco Dice Tonight Dead Pit Radio shirt. Shop.deadpit.com. $13 tonight.
Wow, there's a lot of people dropping big money here. Corey's
throw us a little bit.
Corey says he decided not to buy anything. He's going to go eat more food instead.
Yeah, I'm going to pay the rent.
Steve's thinking about the bills and the bottom line.
47 copies of Grave Robbers. I thought that was, is that just the standard edition, or is that
it must be.
Oh, okay.
God bless it.
Michael Hawkins threw down $288.39 like a damn fool.
And I'm still at $240. This ain't good.
$240.
$240.
Champagne and Bullets is going to go, guys. It's 258.
42 long?
Saying. And Champagne and Bullets, man, if you watch the trailer for that, there's not. Like, I know when I watched that, I was like, there's no way I'm letting that fucking thing sell out with not getting it.
No, I mean, it's one of those things, too. It's kind of like a different vein of, like, New York Ninja in the sense where it's just so funny to watch. Like, it's the same idea, like. I think it's definitely worth the purchase for sure.
How many songs does that guy sing in that movie?
I don't know, but there's this one scene where he's like in bed with this girl and he's drinking something and he goes like this to put it on the nightstand and you see a hand come from the other side of the screen like take his drink. Like a crew member or something. And I'm like, what? How did they do that?
So one thing I wanted to mention here though, because one of their big items is the Frankenstein what, the Flesh for Frankenstein release. $52.99 for one movie. Now, there is two different versions of the movie. But, man, that's one movie. $52.99. They've got a retail price on this thing of $79.99. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're serious.
$79.99. Okay.
Yeah, that's serious stuff.
There is a limit of two copies per person, though, so.
Oh, thank goodness.
Is there anybody in the chat that picked Flesh for Frankenstein up?
Every time I hear that name, I think of that Flesh for Fantasy song by Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Flesh for Frankenstein.
I think of the Alice Cooper song, Feed My Frankenstein.
I watched that, and it's both of those movies are not very good. Blood for Dracula and Flesh for Frankenstein.
So, guys, listen to this. So, let me know if you guys know what's going on here. It says right here on Summer of Fear, this is a catalog title from Music Box Films that was originally released in 2017. As such, we will not be issuing a 50% discount code. We are treating this catalog slipcover release exactly the same as a Vinegar Syndrome catalog slip. Special edition slipcover is only limited to 1,500. So basically, I think this is what I own. It's just now they just added a slipcover on top of it, correct?
Sounds like it.
This was a TV movie.
What's up?
I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure this was a TV movie because it's filmed in that 1.1 or 1.33 frame.
Which one?
The Summer of Fear.
It is. Yeah, it's Wes Craven.
It's really good. It's a really, really good movie. It's just, I own it on blue, and I don't want to rebuy this if I'm going to pull the slipcover off. It's going to be the same damn edition I have. So that's why I'm
probably
going,
is,
I'm not,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Harry Asscrack says they claim the MSRP for the yearly subscription is $1,862.24.
What?
You get a savings of over $1,000, or almost $1,000.
That's a hell of a deal.
Getting that deal there. Eric says that he spent a whopping $51.48 Troma and Grave Robbers.
Now, did you grab Troma here? Uncle Bill, or are you getting it in a different?
I've already got it in the set. Right,
I definitely want it, but I don't know if it's one of those ones that's going to be gone or if it's going to stick around a little bit.
No, I can tell you how I know it's not going to be gone is because when I was looking at the VS checklist, they have like 10,000 of them. That's like the biggest print that they've ever done, I think. So yeah,
Trauma is.
Yeah, they're not going to sell out. That's not.
I don't think they've ever had anything the night of sell out that they just debuted. Unless it was some sort of limited record or something like that.
You know what's crazy though? You got to think too, like, this is what we're getting as their Black Friday releases this year. And last year, wasn't it Fade to Black with like the double slips and all that stuff? What a way better title.
Wasn't Beastmaster part of that as well?
Beastmaster was on it too with that big box. And it's like, at least people knew what the heck those were, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before. I think that Vinegar Syndrome needed some sort of upper echelon title, at least one, and they definitely don't have it with this batch of stuff.
Well, the thing is, too, it's like they're big now, so it's either number one, they're purposely going after like these certain titles instead of like trying to be like a big wig title, like that they're staying away from those, I guess, because I think they're track record shows that they can, you know, that those titles will work for them, and you know they're at the top of their game, so I don't know if they're just not going after those kind of titles anymore, but it is crazy. All right, should I try Severin and see what this site looks like?
No, you should.
I've already tried it. No, it's just
you might as well piss into your fucking router.
I'm interested in this as well.
Same effect.
Eric is asking about Terror Train. There's a Ronin Flix version of this out.
Yeah, I've got it. It's awesome.
Okay, so it's an improvement over the Scream Factory one?
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, I mean, the packaging's an improvement, and the film is probably around the same as far as the transfer, but the packaging is what makes it like 1,000 times better.
Champagne and Bullets is down to 144. Ooh, so
that's gone tonight. Gone.
Yeah, it's probably gone next hour, I would say. Steve's going through the hats tonight. Yeah. He's had the Indiana Jones hat, the Shriner's hat, and now he's the captain.
Cap. That's the end of the hats.
Vinegar Syndrome has a list of the 2022 titles on their site. Somebody send us a list here, and we'll go over them, see if we know any of them. I bet we don't.
So what I was saying earlier, though, I didn't even see this at first, but Vinegar Syndrome had like a Shudder VHS of Spookies with the Joe Bob stuff on it. It sold out like, I don't know how many they had.
I didn't see it.
It sold out within like 10 minutes. Like I tried to get it, and it said there were like 10 left, and by the time I checked out, they were gone.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was awesome, too. It looked awesome.
Grande, I'm pretty sure Synapse is doing the Thriller release. That's not a Vinegar Syndrome one.
Yep.
Dude, I can't even get into Severn Sight now. Like, everything is 502. Like, if for a minute there, I could get into it and look around, but, like, none of this is working.
Uncle Bill's wanting to throw down the big bucks on the Friday Bloody Friday bundle. It's limited to 100, Uncle Bill.
That's already sold out. If anybody can get into that site, that's already sold out, I guarantee it. But I can't even get in there to look around.
I'm trying. I'm clicking. It's slow. But
I'm in there, but I can't do nothing, you know. You click on something, you can't buy it.
I want to go through some of them, though. Some of the limited editions still in stock. What some of the really good deals on the older stuff. Because it goes back to, I think it was the halfway sale is where the half-off price starts. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anything after that.
I think it's that set with, like, Scanner Cop and back.
Okay, so I'm seeing half-off. Killer's Delight is half-off as well. Anything Killer's Delight and beyond. Before that was half off, it looks like.
It's interesting what they're doing with that Rudy Ray Moore stuff, the Dolomite stuff. They've got the box on sale. So you can buy just like the box for $14.99 and then like, you know, get the movies or whatever later.
Champagne and Bullets is a pretty good price at $19.99. It's down to 87 copies now, by the way.
I went ahead and bought that and bought Zombie Island Massacre, which is down to like 60 copies.
Woo, baby.
I'm curious if anything else is. I'm going to click on. That's some pretty good deals on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
So Summer Camp Girls is down under 1,000. So that one may not last the weekend either because that's a nice cover.
Oh, baby.
I'm thinking about maybe ordering another one just so I can keep it right up here. You know,
you can have one with the front and one with the back so you can see that they took their clothes off.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Rush Week is still good. So Rush Week's a good deal. It's $19.99.
Oh, God. Severn came up. Oh, sorry. That's the first time I'd actually seen it come up.
Six String Samurai is at $29.99, so that's a pretty good deal. I may actually throw down the cash on that one. That's not a bad deal for that. It looks like they're going back on their. Didn't last year they didn't do the UHDs half off? Wasn't that the deal with them?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I really don't. Some of this stuff I thought was going to be on sale, though, isn't on Vinegar Syndrome. Like, Blades and Devil Story and stuff like that, that's still the same price, which kind of sucks.
Televised Terror. Have any of you guys checked out any of the Televised Terror stuff?
Nah.
Mm-mm. I'll probably still hold off on that. It's
$39.99. Oh, The Cellar. I don't get that one either.
Now, that one's $20. That's a pretty good deal on that one.
It's Kevin Tenney, but it kind of sucks.
It's not the best, but it's interesting. I mean, it's a director's cut version of the movie that had never been out before.
All right.
Zombie 5, I bet that sold out already. I didn't ever get that, motherfuckers.
I'll tell you another really good one, too, that I highly recommend that's limited edition is dial code Santa Claus. That yep. one is $24.99, and it only has 829 copies left. That's a killer freaking movie. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm not a fan of reading at all, but I read through the subtitles on it. I bared through it.
I feel like you say this every show.
Yeah, he does. He loves telling me.
It's kind of my gimmick. You know, like, I'm not a reader.
Fancy book learning.
But it's a high. That's a high recommendation. Is Dial Code Santa Claus? I enjoyed that. Watched it on Christmas Day last year.
Woo, baby!
Y'all, I got some bad news. You ready?
No.
Get ready to have your whole night ruined. They've sold out all the slip covers for old Dracula.
Oh, fuck. I thought
you was going to say they sold that mask out on Severin.
Who knows what they're doing on Severin?
Yeah.
Fuck, your guess is as good as mine.
I'm going to get Donnie's bar mitzvah.
There are some good deals on... the MVD side as well. We were talking about that a little bit.
Yeah.
I already scored a bunch of those ones too.
Yeah, those are crazy.
I knew that you would get some of that stuff. All that JVD stuff was amazing how cheap it was.
Yeah, I got some Van Damme stuff and I'm trying to think what else I grabbed. Double Dragon, man, I grabbed that.
Yeah.
That's been expensive. That's why I never bought it. It was like $30. So
all that stuff was like $20, $25, $30. And then all of a sudden it was like, what was it, $8.99 to like $10 bucks?
They do have a WNUF Halloween special soundtrack on cassette for $9.
Fuck yeah.
I swear to God, whoever runs that Severin website, they ought to fucking fire them. Like, there's no way this should be happening every year.
I mean, especially how much money are they losing?
Tons, because everybody's going over to Vinegar Syndrome.
Like, right, especially not, because they've had the site closed down. You figured they'd be like figuring all this out, you know?
Well, the thing is, too, I can guarantee you this. The amount of traffic on Severin's side is a lot less than the amount of traffic on Vinegar Syndrome's side, simply because everybody knows everything that Severin's coming out with, right? There's no surprises there.
Right.
So they just need to fucking... I mean, I know that they're in a... battle with a major motion picture company. We've talked about that. But I think that they can afford some sort of, you know, bandwidth increase to make sure this shit does not go down every Black Friday.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing at this point.
Yeah, but I'm looking up some of the limited editions that's still in stock for the sister, or what are they called, partner labels.
Yeah.
Scary Tales is down to 104 copies.
Somebody said that was good. Is that what do you guys think of that? I heard that.
I've heard
was
a couple.
Good movie.
I'd put that one in there.
People mention it. $17.49.
How much 11? You said.
Damn. It's just a little bit over 100, like 104.
Jesus.
Okay.
JP Seven. Fan. They did something that was really dumb, basically. And they got in trouble.
We can't talk about it. We get sued.
I don't want to talk about it.
Tell them to go watch that Severin video.
Hey, we want to be positive. Everybody be positive.
For,
yeah, that's what we're known for, Steve.
Severin Films, what's going on?
Yeah, we did a full video on it.
Hey, I got into Severin, y'all. And I'm currently waiting, trying to like check out with... one thing and can't do it.
I still can't get anything. I can't put anything in my cart.
Well, let's just get on here. I'm fucking tired of even looking at that shit now.
Didn't somebody say that Arrow is going to have some sort of sale?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be making some announcements tomorrow as well, by the way.
Champagne and Bullets is sold out. Bay.
Champagne and Bullets went pretty quick, didn't it?
Damn, that was quick.
It was like 500 and some copies that sold out in about a half an hour. See, Vinegar Syndrome was making some money. They can afford the bandwidth, and they're not being...
That's what it is. God almighty.
They're not being bombarded by major motion picture companies for breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Jack in the jaw.
Listen, we're trying to be positive, remember?
I'm a power positivity. I'm positively
people
Paige.
Power. People power.
I'm 180 down now on Vinegar Syndrome, so I just processed my order.
Did you say you're positively Paige?
Yeah. Paige Falkenberg, brother. 2022 titles for Vinegar Syndrome from Harry Asscrack. Moonstalker, which is a ultra low budget slasher movie from the late 80s, I think. Curfew. Dead Heat. Master of the World. Arabella Black Angel. Hard Rock Zombies.
That's awesome.
Thriller, A Cruel Picture, Shriek of the Mutilated, and some box sets. So how are they doing Thriller, A Cruel Picture as well?
Maybe they got UK rights.
I'm sure Don May will be very happy about that.
Yeah.
Dead Heat, I love. Hard Rock Zombies, I love. Thriller's great. Shriek of the Mutilated. There's some good titles in there.
Yeah, I love Dead Heat, but it sucks because I already have it on Blu-ray already by someone else. So that's kind of annoying.
It's never.
That's wild.
Before,
the Master of the World. That's a Vincent Price movie from
Universal. Could be behind the attack on Saber's website.
Shit.
I don't think so.
Oh God!
I'm gonna call the Cyber Ninjas.
I'm back on. Yeah, it just kicked me off there as well. Now,
my only reasoning behind that is their site goes down every damn year. So
yeah,
maybe
they haven't let us down yet.
Okay,
I just
want so
my David Hess, come on.
You're not going to get anything. It's going to be at least like another hour before you get anything on there, I'd say. Before you can even get on there. People get
Ryan
tired.
Ryan Goes Blue
go
says that Vinegar Syndrome's doing a 4K of Thriller Cruel Picture.
Woo, so, baby!
If you want to see some anal cream pies in 4K, Vinegar Syndrome is the way to go.
This guy.
Yeah, Dead Heat, if it's the one I'm thinking of, is the one with Joe Piscopo. And
yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
It's a good one. And hey, guys, thank you guys for hanging out in the chat and posting comments. Go give this stream a like, will you?
Yeah, everybody, because we've had a lot of people in here tonight. I think it's the most people we've ever had, to be honest with you.
Give it a like, because we just spent a lot of money and we can't get into several films.
Nope.
Really thumbs up, baby. Thumbs up the video.
Click the notify. Click the bell.
Don't do none of that. Leave us alone. I don't want to be bothered.
But I want to be clicked.
No, I don't want you to click on my mouse.
Severin's going to do Black Saturday instead.
Black 8 April.
Okay. So Vinegar Syndrome started
I got it in my cart.
Oh, God, Steve, get it. Whatever it is.
Oh, fuck, I got a gateway again. Shit.
They're like, let's just let him in there for a second. Give him the 502.
You can't even look at your cart. You keep getting bad gateway. It's ridiculous.
Listen, if fucking Severin was a wrestler, that'd be their finishing move, the 502. It's like the 619.
So, Eric Perry's at, he's mentioned the, what is the deal with the canister thing?
Is that the New York Ninja canister? What is it?
I think somebody it's just an empty film canister, right?
Oh, there was a limited to one.
Okay, this is limited to one per customer. It's at $75, 47
that,
in stock.
Man.
Here's a rare opportunity to take home a piece of treasured Vinegar Syndrome film archive with an authentic, decades old film shipping.
Yeah, they get them for free and sell them for $75.
Give me a break.
Canisters may also smell like vinegar. That's all part of the charm.
And jizz and everything else.
Don't you have a couple of those, Wes, already? Some canisters?
Dude, there? I've got probably 6 or 7 of those out in a storage building. If somebody wants to come by and pick them up, I'll sell them for $50.
A piece. Come get them.
But you got to come and get them. I ain't shipping them motherfuckers.
That's the thing. They must have so many of those like left around somewhere, you know?
What?
What is it now?
Some asshole called me a dumbass. He likes communism. What the fuck, dude?
What?
I don't know.
Communism. CK is Applings. CK, I'm trying to figure this out. CK, Sissa Appling. CK is a plane. CK.
Shut your fucking hole, Steve. I'll smack that damn captain's hat right off you.
Hard to support you guys anymore. Well, do me a favor, cocksucker, and fucking don't.
Woo! Damn.
Go fuck your mother. How about that?
What's going on here?
God.
Go fuck a watermelon.
Go fuck a tree stump and hush.
Yeah, by commenting on this video, though, you are supporting us, so it must not be too hard for you.
Let's see.
That's bad, man.
I still can't fucking get into Severn.
I'm trying to get Santa Segre, because it went down to $30.
Steve.
What?
Get it.
I'm going to if I can get the damn thing. I can't get...
I can't even
get it. Oh, it says I have zero in my cart. That's the next thing. I got to put something. No, damn it. No, I got to start all over again.
Yep.
Damn. Fuck it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not getting their page to move that much. It's kind of... Okay. So, Night of the Demon. Man, it's 2-disc Blu-ray. It's a Blu-ray. It's a standard Blu-ray. $34.
It's got 5.5 hours of extras.
I don't give a fuck.
He don't care. He does not care.
$34 for a Blu-ray with, you know, with a crappy Dollar Tree slipcover.
Dude.
What's annoying is there's no prices unless you click on this, right?
I know. That's dumb.
It's a pain in the ass because every time I go to click on something I'm interested in, it just shoots me to a bad gateway.
I can't.
So I can't even see what the hell's going on.
Oh, my God. It's pissing me off so bad.
I can give you some prices. It's halfway working for me.
Like, Retribution. Know? Like, I have it on a DVD, MacBook but then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get it.
Oh, you and your MacBook Pro.
I got a MacBook Pro. Look at my prissy fucking ass.
Yeah. MacBook Pro. I don't know. I bragged about it now. It ain't fucking moving, so.
Good.
Ah, you. Shit.
Well, back to Vinegar Syndrome. There's really not a whole else, hell of a lot else on here that I would want.
Yeah, we wanted to get nasty with Severn, but you know.
I want to shop.
They got nasty with us. Told us to fuck right off.
So, the other slip.
They're blocking
covers,
Kentucky.
Graduation Day. Don't answer
I got
phone.
That.
And Frightmare.
Any, I should have got that. In the...
I got Graduation Day.
I got all three of them because that's how I am.
I don't have Don't Answer the Phone, I don't think, on my Vinegar Syndrome list.
I'm going to go ahead and get fucking the Frightmare.
Eastside Motel 6 says Severin turned their back on the fans just like Uncle Bill.
Damn. They left Party money on the table.
I don't like Rush any of you good. Fucking marks.
Rush Week is worth it.
Yeah, I'm more than likely getting Rush Week as well. I'm seeing it was still over 1,000, so I should be good and be able to get it tomorrow.
Oh, look here, boys. It says I can update my cart and check out. Let me just go ahead and do that real quick, Severin. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to push this button to check out. Let's see what happens. Oh, what a fucking surprise. No.
Uh-oh. What the fuck?
That's
it's
the
just
thing.
Circling,
hey,
circling.
Let me tell you the difference between Dead Pit and all these other motherfuckers out there that are afraid to say anything negative about any movie that they see. Everything, oh, it's a wonderful film. That's a wonderful film. We're going to tell it like it is, baby, and draw that line in the sand. If it's a piece of shit, we're going to tell you, baby.
Straight down the line. That's what I'm saying.
And most of this shit that Vinegar Syndrome has come out with, it doesn't look the best. I think Tiger Claws may be the one that I'd be interested in, but I'm going to wait. I ain't getting it
good
right now. I want to get it on sale.
I'm going to get it when they have a convention in like March up in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, sometimes they have deals at these conventions, and I know Severin does, so.
What's wrong with this site? Okay. I'm done. I'm done. Going on Severin.
You afraid to
dude,
go?
Dude, I can't do anything here. What the hell? This is so annoying.
Don't even try to go on there anymore. It ain't worth it.
I spent over $100. I'm done.
What movie about, got the Bolo Blue Wraith?
The Bolo Booby set.
Let's see how much I spent. Shit.
About 100 and something. 105.
I spent like $43.
I spent a grand.
$43.48. $6 of that was shipping.
Of, where the hell is that at? $121.
From what? Vinegar Syndrome?
Yeah. Well, hell yeah, I can't get on Savor. Fuck.
Yeah.
I want to be quite honest with you, though. Go ahead.
Be brutal. What'd you get? Honest. Who?
Yeah, Uncle who checked Bill, out already?
Oh, I got the Graduation Day slipcover, the Frightmare slipcover, the Dance Phone slipcover, Summer of Fear, and the Slaughterhouse soundtrack cassette.
You got a cassette in your car?
No, Steve.
Okay, by
nobody God plays cassettes. You got it
for the collectability, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's Slaughterhouse. It's Buddy Bacon, son. You got to get whatever you can.
Uh-oh. Hey, oh, he left. Oh,
hell.
He fuck got yeah. 502 oh, Gateway hell out of here.
Yeah. Martin out the house. Yeah.
Severin's site fucked his internet up.
He about, checked his car yeah and disappeared.
I got the...
Severin.
Yeah. I got the Ebola syndrome... Champagne and Bullets, Graduation Day slip, Frightmare slip, and Trauma.
I got Homegrown Horrors, Scanner Cop, Frightmare slip, Graduation Day slip, and I bought those two new VSAs.
What are the two new VSAs?
Tiger Claws and TC 2000.
Okay.
TC 2000 though is
Billy Blank.
I've never seen that one, but yeah, that's Billy Blank's joint with Cynthia Rothrock as well, right?
Good Lord, I don't know.
Or Bobo
they need to
Young
come out with King of the Kickboxers on Blu-ray.
Listen, they need to come out with China O'Brien on anything like that. I think it's on DVD, but that shit's not been released. I think it's got to be out of print.
What about Best of the Best?
What about Best of the Best 2?
With Brackets? I got Best of the Best 2.
What about Best of the Best 3 with Arlie Ermey? He's a damn white supremacist. That movie's fucking killer.
What
is that No Way Out or is that Running?
You've never seen the third? Hey, I'm not sure, man. The third one is it's great. He does a great job in that. Yeah. Was that four
and five?
No.
No, I saw, like I'm saying, I saw 3 and 4, but. The first two, I love the second one more than any of them.
Yeah, the second one's good. What was the other karate movies that, oh God, the dude from Karate Kid was in? Johnny.
Within or something? Something Within.
Yeah, he did a couple like direct-to-video karate movies in like the 90s. Hmm. Those would be kind of cool. Remember.
Yeah.
And I mean, with the timing and everything, it makes sense.
What's the that timing other one? There's another one that I have like a bunch of them. I think it's what's the company that put out like the Sleepaway Slumber Party Massacres back in the day? What's that one?
Concord or something like that.
Yeah, it's they're from Concord. It was like a whole series, Blood Fist or something. I have like four of them, I think. Yeah,
Blood Down the Fist, Dragons,
Blood Fist.
I don't know if you guys got. I told you, Showdown with Billy Blanks is the MVD sale. That's a good movie. So check.
Drive is great too. Have you ever seen that with
you know what? No, but it was in my cart and I took it out and I was like, I don't know if I want to like this.
It's got Brittany Murphy in it too, but it's a great action movie.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah,
they're cheap. They're like $10 at max, I think.
Oh,
a lot of the. If they're not the limited editions, some of these are what, like $14.99 or something like that. I'm looking old to new. So it's about as cheap as you can get some of these movies, like Christmas Evil, some of their older movies. Parter Shop Murders is $9.99.
That's the one, Brendan. The Power Within, Corey Feldman and Billy Zabka. How could you go wrong?
The Power Within. It's a great title.
That's like a Journey album or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Night Train to Terror's $12.49 as well.
Great.
Does anybody know anything?
Yeah, it is a rush hour, yeah.
Anybody know anything about Steel and Lace?
I watched it.
It's some kind of
bad. It's like kind of like Lady Terminator or something. It's not, yeah, it's not bad. It looked kind of fun, but you know, it just is the same very 90s, you know, made for TV or something you'd see like on Showtime or something like late at night, yeah, or whatever.
It's like a cheap what is that, Eve of Destruction without the Gregory Hines.
So the movies that I was thinking of that William Zabka was in was Shoot Fighter, Fight to the Death, and Shoot Fighter 2.
Shoot Fighter, yeah.
Yeah, those were, I remember
those. Those are the ones that they used to play on Cinemax back in the day quite a bit.
I was talking to someone today, and he said, wouldn't it be cool if they did a Fast Getaway set, 1 and 2, with Corey Haim? I was like, hell yeah, that'd be killer.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be in line with the rest of the bullshit that Vinegar Syndrome brought out.
That's true.
That'd be too cool.
But I just saw Fast Getaway, I think 1 and 2 are both on Tubi, I think, right now. And I think they're like HD, so it's out there.
Too bad.
So, did Tubi. Anybody get a Severin order in?
Nah.
No.
I can't, okay. I can't even move on that site. It's like I can't even tell what I've got. Every time I look at my cart, there's a different number up there. I don't know where everything's going.
Like I've got,
I can't even
two
get to the main site no more.
I've got two different tabs open, both of them with just trying to check out, like, and yeah, it doesn't work.
That's the thing that's like baffling with like Severin already. You already knew everything that they were coming out with. Why couldn't they just do their sale tomorrow sometime? Like they could have their own time. Let's do it at 12 o'clock in the evening or something like that. 12 p.m.
Or do it earlier today. Be the first one of out there.
Black Thursday or Brown Thursday.
Right. Yeah, gravy, brown gravy Thursday.
Steve, what do you know about Black Candles?
I've seen it, but I can't remember anything. I know a lot of people. There's some goat fucking and some goat masturbation.
That's what Steve's like.
I guess it's something I don't really need then. Basically.
You need to go fucking, come on.
I got a Code Red DVD of it, so I'll get it later.
Maybe I have a, dude, I have so many of those Code Reds, I might actually have it in there. I'd have to go.
It's on a double feature, but it's a real bad transfer. It's like a feature. It looks really VHS-y.
That's why I'm going to get Night of the Demon, because the quality's not that great on a Code Red.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. I remember some stupid shit. I got some amazing memories for that.
Uh-oh, wait. I got to the pay now portion. I got to the pay now portion. Processing.
God damn, I can't get in there.
Process it.
I'm trying to get to my cart here.
Oh, something went wrong. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Why is Skin Deep $33 still? The freaking thing's been on that site for, like, ever.
They raised the price.
I'm not getting that. No way. Not for that. Part.
It's good, but it's not that good.
$33? Like, it's been sitting on this site since we did this last year, I feel like.
Oh, I got it. I got it at Amazon for like $27 or something.
It was for sure. Like, it's been out at least a year, right?
That way. Oh, yeah. God. Listen.
Aaron's going to fucking blow a load here. His head's going to blow up.
I really do think that next year we shouldn't even fuck with Severin. Like... I don't think we should do shit.
Don't mention it at all.
My cart, but it doesn't have everything I put in here and there. What the frick?
Severin!
Yeah, I gotta say, though, like, Severin, as far as the actual titles, I think that their stuff is a little bit better than Vinegar Syndrome, though.
I ain't saying nothing good about Severin.
Their site sucks, but, like, House on the Edge of the Park and Night of the Demon... Those are two movies that I'm legit interested in getting. I'm just not in a hurry to get them.
Right.
I just want to check.
They'll be on Amazon within about 4 months or so, won't they?
Uh-oh. Phantasmat's already worked on the design for us, boys.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Hey, what now, is it? Send me a transparent PNG of that. Have you got a
I didn't see it. Where's that? That's it.
Maybe you could change the eyes so they're like googly going.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Mess up the hair.
We got to get that ready soon.
Retribution Blue is $36.
Fuck.
Dude, that's no sale. What kind of sale is that?
It's like this, though, man. They ain't going to be able to afford like Eric C. Con because they can't get anybody to check out. They got to get the good lawyers.
They got to get like Grover on it.
They got to get Hammer.
The heavy hitter.
Yeah. I can't even get to the website no more.
Uh-oh. Let's try it again. It says, I'm getting ready to check out. Get ready to check out. Oh, it's processing.
You're probably going to get like three charges on your card or something.
Oh, that'd be so killing.
$400.
Yeah. No, we just...
Is this a little... Why, I don't know if you guys know this, but why is like their regular prices for each one of their discs like $45? When did
they raise their prices for the sale, their retail prices, so they can charge more.
Are you serious?
So stupid. Well, looking at Retribution, it's been on the site for like a year. It says retail price $44.95, sale price $36.
Really?
Yeah, that's not a sale.
It's not a sale.
Damn.
No, I'm sure it's cheaper on like Amazon right now anyway.
Fuck yeah.
Stupid.
El Stupido.
Bad gateway again.
Bad gateway.
Way.
You can't get the right shit for the gateway. You can't
Way.
Check out so, Severn Fields.
I give up on Severn until tomorrow. I'm done.
Yeah. They ain't no sense in it.
Last time I heard anybody talk about bad gateway is when they were talking about gateway computers.
Brother, we are going to do that shirt. I can guarantee you that. That's going to be up on shop.deadpit.com tomorrow.
It's the Gateway Express.
At some
It'll
point.
It'll be up on tomorrow, and you can get it on sale, right? Right away?
$13, man. $13.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, some wonderful shirts. Born to be Rad shirt as well up there. I've got Heather Gray. I got a Heather Gray Born to be Rad shirt on the way.
I'm getting a Eurocult one.
I'm coming up with a song right now. When you try to get your Blu-ray, but you get a bad gateway, 502, bad gateway,
502 for you.
Oh, God.
502 for you, fuck you.
502 for you.
Five oh two,
fuck you!
Damn.
So Retribution, I don't know if this is the Severn one. I'm looking on Amazon. The standard price on Amazon is $40.14.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I would get Drive, Sean Brown, but that's just me.
It's $40 on Amazon.
I think so. $29. Same one.
$30 on Diabolic.
I mean, the thing is, I own Retribution on DVD. I just don't think the quality's that great.
God. Fuck Squatch.
Is that a Guy Magar movie? I don't think that's the Severn one, though.
Guy Magar.
Satin Media. Drive
my car.
Something like that. Guy Magar.
Drive my car.
Load! It's Guy Magar!
He's got my bloody boat!
But, guys, it's a work. I gotta fucking work tomorrow somehow.
Mm-hmm. You should have taken off, buddy. We're doing this all night.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Is that right?
It's a marathon.
But yeah, damn. Everybody thumbs up. I think Garrett, you work tomorrow too, don't you?
Yeah.
So it's just not just me. So
I work tomorrow as well, but who gives a fuck? Let's party.
Are you kidding? Buddy, I can fucking stay all night. If you want to do it that way.
No.
It's the all-night express.
I don't want you to.
I'll smack a taste out your mouth, baby.
You know what I think? I think would really finish this off good is if me and him bounced and then Steve and Uncle Bill finished the show and just went.
It'd just be me getting like 502 codes all night.
Here's what you get.
That'd be an interesting after-party show, wouldn't it?
There you go. That worked.
John, we discuss, I love it.
What happened?
Eco Dice the Night shirt is on there. Rye Guy 1988. And like I said, it's 35% off, $13 t-shirts. And yeah, JP, I think everything's off.
$19.99. All right, I'm going over there.
What is it?
What?
He said he found Retribution on Grindhouse video site for $19.99.
Yeah, they had some decent prices on some things.
It'll be funny though. Probably about 3 o'clock tonight, Severn's side will actually be able to load.
It'll be midnight for West Coast.
Wake back up in about 3 or 4 hours and you'll be good to go.
Set you alarm.
Ain't none of this shit going to sell out. You'll still be able to get your little goofy ass Bigfoot mask too. I don't think there's going to be enough of them. Yeah. Enough of them fuckers throwing down $150 for a, let's face it, it's a Big Lots mask.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure.
$8 at Big Lots.
You just wait around to Halloween, you'll be able to get that super cheap.
But, guys, we appreciate everybody coming out. We appreciate the thumbs up, the bell notification, the subscribe, all that good stuff. If you enjoy this sort of thing, we're always talking about releases and stuff like that. And this is like a big show every year. And there've been a shit ton of people show up. So we appreciate everybody for coming out. And we will do it again soon. I think Wednesday night, we are doing the best horror sequels of all time, right? Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's going to be a fun show as well, so hopefully everybody can come out to that.
Yeah, definitely. And,
Steve, are you doing a Captain's Quarters this weekend?
No, I'm taking the weekend off.
Are you kidding me? Who said
I fulfilled my commitment right here for one show a week? Yeah, that's all you're going to get.
Trying to get loopholes in the contract, the deadbeat contract.
You had the opportunity, Steve, to do a follow-up for all this shenanigans with bad Gateway Films.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay, good. I know I can talk you into it.
6:05 on the mothership. Let's go.
6:05.
Send me that PNG of the Severin Bad Gateway.
Okay. I will actually try to work on it after. I'm going to try to do that before I go to bed, and it'll be up on shop.deadpit.com. Hopefully tonight.
Woo.
Tonight. You're going to get Bad Gateway T-Dye.
All right, guys. But yeah, we appreciate everybody coming out. Check out Garrett's channel if you're not subscribed at Born the Number 2 BE Rad.
Thank you, boys, for having me on for this tradition. I love it. Just spent about $200.
We're going to do it from here on out. So everybody better get used to it. We ain't going nowhere.
No shit.
All right. We'll catch you guys next time this Wednesday. Best horror sequels of all time. Over at deadpits.com. Give us a thumbs up.
Off your butt.
Like, subscribe. And if you subscribe, here's something else you can do. Once you subscribe, you can click the bell notification, right? And it'll notify you anytime that Dead Pit puts up new shit.
Or don't. I really don't give a if you do it.
I want you to. Let's keep our community growing here on YouTube.
I don't like it. I don't want you to do nothing.
Listen, they need to do that, pal.
No, don't you dare touch it.
Thumbs up. Subscribe. And click that bell.
Thank you to all of our supporters on Patreon. Deadpit on Patreon.com is the only place to check out a complete archive of the old Dead Pit radio shows all the way back from 2005 on, in addition to the midweek shows and fan commentaries, exclusive podcasts, and much more. Dead Pit on Patreon.com if you're interested. Tiers start at only $1.